Okay, I'm here with Patience Gruey, resident of Covelo. She just celebrated an art closing today, and we're going to discuss her artwork, her background in Covelo, and everything in between. So, Patience, how old are you?
I am 20 years old now. I just turned 20 in January.
And is this your first art show?
This is my first art show.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting.
What medium do you like to work in mostly?
Mostly acrylic on canvas, acrylic paint.
Where do you find your inspiration?
I find my inspiration from many places, including my family. I'll have to put that in there. But also, me and my mom found these shows, Indian TV, devotional TV. That's an important part. It's not Bollywood, but it's Indian devotional TV and about their gods. Really good. Our first and favorite is B.R. Chopra's Vishnu Puran. And they just portrayed the mother and father so beautifully, so kindly, so perfectly. We fell in love with them. We loved them. We found many others. We found their art. We found their stories. We were so in love with them.
That is really beautiful. So that was your inspiration. So you created paintings of these characters?
Yes. See the two on the wall over there, Vishnu and Lakshmi, those are from that show, the actors who play Vishnu and Lakshmi. Nitish Bhadwaj is our favorite Vishnu. He is so wonderful.
So when did you start creating art?
I've been creating art all my life, since I was very, very small. My mom has always, she's an artist all her life, has always supported me and helped me to want to do more and, you know, that kind of thing. But when I was 14, I really started getting into anatomy, armature, papal faces, how things really go, the actual lines of it, how things are supposed to go. And then when I was 16, I really started really getting into real paintings and things. And that's when most of these things were born, and it's taken them many years to get finished.
So this is about a 4-year retrospective.
Yeah. I call it five, but okay. Yeah, about four or five. Yeah.
So this is like one body of work for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
And you have so many paintings up today. I was impressed by just how prolific you are.
I've been, the way we'd say it, it's like spending 2 years in a motel and then 2 years in a tent was like, there's not much to do. You don't want to go outside. You want to sit there on your bed and do art all day. So we had a lot of time on our hands to just do a lot of art.
Well, it's great that you used it so productively.
We did. We tried. We just hours of listening to our favorite music and favorite shows and favorite things and just doing art.
So it sounds like you were in a housing transition when you started making this work.
Yes, we, at 14, we had to leave Covelo. We moved to Ukiah when I was 15, right, September when I was 15. And we spent 2 years in the Motel 6 North. It was a very interesting experience. And then we moved to Nice, Lake County, and lived with my sister in her backyard in a tent. Very nice, covered, very warm, snuggly tent.
So where do you see your art going from here?
I see it going many places, including back to my own wall where I can look at it, but I hope to have more shows. So I've, Carol and people have been talking to me about other places I could get it in, and that would be really fun. And you know, we're not super big on like selling our art, making money, but we're like, if someone finds a piece that really makes them happy and they would love on their wall, we would be willing to talk about something that would enrich both of our lives, too.
So that was my next question about selling work. So
yeah.
Have you ever considered studying art?
Like, in school. I've considered it a lot. I don't think I want to because, one, there's so many things I want to do. I'm also a writer. I write a lot. I'm also all sorts of other things, animals and people and children and wanting to do things with people. And to be honest, I don't think I need it. I've been doing it for so long, I can do all this. I don't think sitting in somewhere and having someone teach me is going to make me any better. So I'm just going to continue doing my art forever. You know.
So do you plan to continue this body of work with the figures from this inspirational television show that you have found?
Definitely. There's whole scenes I want to paint in that, like specific, they were doing this and they were doing that and things like that. And then there's other shows even that I want to do pieces from. There's stories of these different gods and their different avatars and their different adventures that I want to tell, rewrite, and do pictures of, yeah.
Have you thought about working in other mediums other than painting?
Yes, I do a lot of mediums. We already do. We are both sculpturists, I suppose that's the word. Those sculptures in here there are my mom's, and then I do ones too. I haven't finished any, but we paper mache, other forms of paper mache that's not flour and water, sculpting of all kinds. For this Earth Day, I'm making a big sculpture with the kids out of trash. So a big sculpture of a bear made of trash. So, you know, different forms of sculpting with different things. Eventually, someday, when we have real studios, I want to get into oils are hard, and they have to dry, so we need a, like, space, but yeah. Clay. I like clay. We like clay.
So, what sort of words of wisdom or advice do you have for other young artists in rural areas? Because we do live so remotely, a lot of times there aren't the resources to connect with schools even materials.
Right, okay. I would start with be creative. Just let that flow. Don't ever think, oh, I'm not an artist. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I'm not good at it. Not good at it is, I wasn't good at it. It's not like I have been a child pie since I was little and doing wonderful things. I want to show some of my things that I've done because, like, we just do it. We just do it. And someday it makes something really cool. But the doing of it is what we get the feels and the happiness and the, it's so important. And I feel so, I hear so many people saying, oh, I'm not an artist, or I'm not good at it. I'm like, don't even. Just do it because your hands want to do it, and it makes you happy. No matter what it is, no matter what kind it is, no matter what you're making. And personally, I feel it's good to stick to things that are good and happy and make the world a better place and bring joy. And not that I don't think dark art is important. It is important, but just in the right context and reasons, you know, stuff that means things, stuff that's like, tells a story, I think is really important. Yeah, advice. Do it. Keep doing it. Let your creativity flow and just see where it takes you.
I love that. And as an artist myself, I have to agree with you. It is good. About the doing of it, not about whether it is, quote, good or not good.
I'm glad. I like hearing that. Yes. Awesome.
This has been Jen Procacci reporting for KMUD.